We continue learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davim Be'Menachem Rishon Michan Yaakov Pinchas Aliyah. We are in Nedarim, beginning of the 8th parak, Perakhes, Mishnah Aleph. Konam Yaim Sha'ani Toim Hayom. Here you have a person who took a neder not to taste wine, but he was Koveas Man for his neder. He says, this neder is going to be Chal for Hayom. So how long is Hayom? Eino Asur Elacha Techshach. It's prohibited for him to drink wine up until it gets dark, till Seisa Kochavim. Because when people say Hayom, it means they're referring to daylight, as long as the sun is shining, until Tzeisa Kochavim. Shabbos Zo. Let's say someone says, Konam Yaim Shani Toim Shabbos Zo. Shabbos means this week. Like Hayom Sheni B'Shabbos, the second day of the week. So he has someone, let's say, standing at the beginning of the week and says, I'm not going to have wine the entire week. And so the Mishnah says, Asur B'Chala Shabbos, you're not permitted to have, he can't have wine there for the entire week from the day that he took an eder, V'Shabbos She'avar. What it means is that Shabbos, let's say Shabbos coming at the end of the week, does Shabbos count as part of that week? The answer is, Shabbos is counted in with the Shavua She'avar. So that means that Shabbos is included in that. We don't say, well, Shabbos is the beginning of the next week. No, Shabbos is part of this week, so therefore Shabbos is also included, and the wine is prohibited that on Shabbos as well. Chodesh Zeh, someone says, Kodam Yaim Shani Toim Chodesh Zeh. I'm not going to have wine this entire month. Asu B'chala Chodesh, from the day that he took that neder, V'Rosh Chodesh Lahaba, which means that Rosh Chodesh is going to be counted. If that came at the end, that's going to be counted with the next month, which means that wine will be permitted on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not part of this month. Rosh Chodesh is considered the next month. And the Gemara says, even if the Chodesh that he's standing in right now is Malay, and the Rosh Chodesh that's coming is 2 days, so you say, wait, the first day of the next Rosh Chodesh is really the 30th day of this month right now, so maybe that day should be Asur B'Yayin. The answer is no, because when it comes to Nedarim, we follow Lashon B'nei Adam, and since B'Lashon B'nei Adam, that's called Rosh Chodesh, that's called the next month, even though it happens to be the first day of Rosh Chodesh and the 30th day of the previous month. Shana Zo, someone says, Konam Yaim Shani Torim Shana Zo, Asu B'chal HaShana. From the day that I took the neder, V'Rosh Hashanah, La'asid Lavo, the Rosh Hashanah, assuming that came at the end, that's considered, that's counted with the next year. And he's not asked to have wine that next year. And the Mishnah says, now, when it came to Chodesh, it says the language of Lahaba. What is it? Rosh Chodesh is Lahaba. We consider it the next month and not part of the neder. When it came to the year of the Shana, we said, La'asid Lavo, Rosh Hashanah is La'asid Lavo. Why the different language? Because in Lashon of people, that's what people say, Chodesh Abba, and they say, Shana Ha'asid Alavo, says the Rosh. So that's why the Mishnah uses that language as well. Shavua Zeh, person, and Shavua doesn't mean week, that's just Shabbos means week. Shavua means the Shemitah cycle. Someone says, He Konam Yaim Shani Toim Shavua Zeh, which means until the end of the 7 years, Asu B'chol HaShavua, can have a wine the entire, whatever remains of that Shemitah cycle, Ushvias She'avra. And that includes the Shemitah year as well, because that's considered counted with these years, the previous years, as if it's the seventh and final year of that cycle. Vim Amar Yom Echad, let's say someone said, Kodam Yayin, not Hayom, but rather Yom Echad for one day, or Shabbos Achas, not Shabbos Zu, but rather Shabbos Achas, or Chodesh Echad instead of Chodesh Zu, or Shana Achas instead of Shana Zu, or Shavu Achad, then Asru Miyom Liyom. Then is Asru to have wine until that entire period of time ends, but not now that it gets dark, let's say, but rather Miyom Liyom, which means 24 hours. Let's say Yom Echad, he can't have wine, not from that moment he took the neder till it gets dark, but rather until the next day at that exact hour. And let's say Shabbos Achas, so he can have from the time of his neder until the 8th day that comes at that time of the next week. Let's say he took a neder, a Chatzos Hayom, of the 15th of the month. So then, and he says, now Chodesh Echad, I'm taking this neder, so it's now Chatzos Hayom of the 15th of the month. He's also until Chatzos Hayom of the 15th of the next month, which is 29 days in a Chodesh Chaser and 30 days in a Chodesh Maleh. So maybe the difference of a day. The Miri says that some explain that even in a Chodesh Chaser, the neder will be chal on when, even a Chodesh Chaser, on 30 days, on the 30th day, full 30 days, Meis Leis 24 hours. That's his explanation. He thinks it doesn't matter, Chodesh Chodesh Chaser. If he says Shana Achas, so then what does that mean? That's a full year, Miyom Liyom, Shavua Achad. He's also 7 years full, right? Doesn't mean it doesn't end at Shemitah now. So then the same thing, a whole year means a year from now. It doesn't end at Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says a person who says, Konam Yaim Sha'ani Toim Hayom, even though we said in the Mishnah he's only us until it gets dark, still he needs a She'elas Chacham. Why? Why should he go for Ataras Nedarim? Because of the Gezerah. Maybe he'll say Yom Echad and think, well, the last time I said, if it took a Neder and I said Hayom, I was able to drink when it got dark. Now I think I'm saying the same thing, not realizing that Yom Echad means something completely different. Even when it comes to saying Hayom, he should do Ataras Nedarim so that he doesn't make a mistake the next time saying Yom Echad and thinking can wait, and then all he needs to do is wait till it gets dark, because Yom Echad would mean, obviously, would be the full 24 hours. Periches Mishnah Beis. Mishnah here is going to discuss, also speaking about time frame of a neder, but it's coming to teach us that the language of ad, up until, we follow Lashon B'nei Adam, and Lashon B'nei Adam, ad means ad v'lo ad b'chlal, usually means up to but not including. But there's also a difference between ad alone and ad sheyehei, or ad lifnei, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Periches Mishnah Beis, ad ha-pesach, person says, konam davar zeh, shani toei ma'ad ha-pesach, this item will be prohibited to me until Pesach ad, asur ad sheyagia. It's up until Pesach arrives, but on Pesach itself, he's able to get hanah from it because Lashem Neyadam is ad velo ad bechal. Ad sheyehei. What if he said, Konam, this item, sheeni ani toim, ad sheyehei Pesach, until Pesach is, asur ad sheyetze. Then he's asur in that item until Pesach is over. It includes Pesach itself, because when you, the no there, when he says ad sheyetze, we assume that means kol od shehei Pesach. As long as Pesach is still around, this item should be also. What about ad lifnei Pesach? And some say ad pnei Pesach. So konam davar zeh shani toim ad pnei Pesach. What does that mean? Here we have a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir omer asur ad sheyagia. He thinks ad pnei is up until and not including up until Pesach. It's like saying ad Pesach, but Pesach it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi omer asur ad sheyetze. It's also until Pesach is over. Includes all of Pesach, like someone who said Ad Sheyehei Pesach. Now the maskon of the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph is that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi argue in the mashmas of Lashon Bnei Adam. Rabbi Meir holds that Ad Pnei Pesach means Ad Lifnei Pesach. Okay, up until Lifnei, in front of, so Pesach hasn't arrived. So it's up until Pesach and not including. Rabbi Yossi holds Ad Pnei Pesach means Ad Sheyifnei HaPesach, Ad Sheyifnei Yom. We have, let's say, in the Slichos for Ne'ilah, so pana yom, till the day has passed, ad she'yavor. But the Gemara in Armas, so that's what the Gemara assumes in Kiddushin, that explains the Machlokas in the Mishnah. But our Gemara says that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi are arguing regarding a person who's no der, and when he uses an expression that's mutal basafik, that can be understood in one of two ways. Because ad pene pesach, ad pene ha pesach, that's a suffix. Pene, yes, it means lifnei, that's true, but when it comes to pesach, you could argue like this, pene pesach, there's a suffix, because each and every day is Pinei, is in front of another day of Pesach. Think about it. The second day of Pesach is Pinei, is right before the third day of Pesach. There's always a Pinei when we took. So if a person says Pinei Pesach, so that's Pinei with respect to the day that follows. So you could argue that maybe includes all the days of Pesach all up until the end. And that's the machlokas, says our Gemara in the Darim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir holds, lo ma'ayil inish nashe lisfeik, a person doesn't enter into himself into a suffix, he doesn't do that. And therefore, when we took a neder, obviously his kavan was only to prohibit that which is very clear in front of him. And therefore, asur ad sheyagia. That's why it's asur only until Pesach arrives. But Rabbi Yossi holds, no, ma'ayil inish nafshei l'sheik. A person will potentially express something that puts himself now into a suffix. And therefore, the person has in mind that maybe the neder will include even things that are a suffix that are not so clear. And therefore, when you say ad pnei Pesach, Pesach, since Ad Pesach, according to Rabbi Meir, Ad Pesach, Pesach. No, up until what's very clear that Ad Pesach definitely means, definitely includes up until Pesach. Whether it includes during Pesach, because each and every day is before another day of Pesach, that's not clear. So that's a suffix. Rabbi Meir says, we don't enter in Sfeikos, we don't have to worry about those days. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we do potentially enter into Sfeikos, and therefore you could argue each and every day of Pesach is before, is Penei, is in front of a day that follows. And therefore, according to him, is Usher Ad Sheyetze Pesach. Maybe his Kavanah was until the last moment, the Shah Achrona of Pesach. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, in fact, that Muchlefes Hashita, that is Rabbi Yossi who holds Usher Ad Sheyagia, and Rabbi Meir holds Usher Ad Sheyetze.